Welcome to Ketchumak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. The snow falls and Devil's Club gets buried, perfectly preserved. Devil's Club is probably one of the stranger plants in Alaska due to its looks, defenses, and versatility. This plant is used in science, medicine, cuisine, and even has some spiritual uses. Studies have shown Devil's Club has certain qualities that help treat cancer, diabetes, psoriasis, arthritis, convulsions, and is even used as an antibacterial and antifungal. Most studies have been focused on its use to prevent cancer. This plant and its seeds are sold commercially and are compared to Panax ginseng. Some believe that Devil's Club is more potent than Panax ginseng, which is commonly used to treat diabetes. Before attempting to self-diagnose and treat, people should consult a trusted healthcare provider. Devil's Club is a large shrub with large leaves, whitish-brown bark, and greenish-white flowers. Later in the season, the flowers turn to red berries that bears tend to love to eat. To use a botanical term, Devil's Club is armed, which refers to a plant that has protective spines, prickles, stinging hairs, or thorns. This plant has a lot of thorns and spines. In fact, it is almost completely covered in them. The only parts of this plant that aren't covered are the flowers, berries, and roots. Devil's Club is subjected to habitat loss due to logging, fires, and sensitivity to light. That being said, forest fires don't impact Devil's Club too much in Alaska because we don't get that many fires in the locations that it grows. This plant's population is currently stable, but over the past 10 years, the species has declined, but not at an alarming rate. This decline is due to a few reasons, but the main reason is improper harvesting. It is used medicinally for health benefits, cultural reclamation, skincare, cosmetics, and is even used in cooking and making teas. Many recommend collecting Devil's Club shoots during early spring when they first appear, if you want to cook with them. For medicinal use, harvest the root in the fall when leaves drop or throughout winter and early spring before new leaves grow. Spring is the best time to harvest the bark. Most recommend harvesting the bark instead of the root because they are equally medicinal, but harvesting the root can actually kill the plant. Because Devil's Club dislikes direct sunlight, it tends to thrive in well-drained, dense forests, primarily from southern Alaska to eastern California. This plant prefers partial shade or filtered light. If the plant is in direct sunlight, the leaves will dry and the light will damage the plant. This plant has been used traditionally to make a wide range of things, from fish hooks and lures to charcoal to make tattoo ink. Devil's Club is an important spiritual plant to many native peoples. Devil's Club is used for purification, to ward off curses, supernatural protection, strength, healing, and is also said to be used to, and I quote, dance between worlds. Devil's Club is said to bring good luck, strength, and is used to initiate healers and shamans. This is Warren Baxter, and this has been Ketchumak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Ketchumak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.